Welcome to Big Brother 10, Sister Speak, where we discuss the latest season of Big Brother from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister J.
And I'm Sister K. And welcome to episode 17. Let's get started.
Woo, I'm feeling good tonight.
I know.
Double eviction, and the two people I dislike the most are gone from the Big Brother house. Woohoo!
Michelle and Ollie.
I am so glad. Oh, I'm so glad. I am so happy.
I'm indifferent just because it's the same. We knew what was going to happen if a certain people got HOH in the house on the second elimination. So to me, it was too boring.
Well,
I knew what was going to happen. It would have really made it interesting if Jerry or Ollie would have got HOH to see who would put, or if one of them would have won the veto to see who they would put up.
Well, then that would have meant that one of the alliance would have left, either Keisha or Dan, because everybody would have had a vote.
Yes, but it would have been, what I'm saying is interesting. I don't know. I don't care about the who goes home.
Oh, I did.
It would have been interesting to see who would be put up on the block.
I don't think so, because I wanted those four. Actually, I don't care who's left. I just wanted Ollie gone. I definitely wanted Manchel gone. Whew! I don't have to look at her, hear her foul mouth, nothing anymore. I am so happy.
Well, going back to last, if we go back to the beginning of the week,
yes,
when they had it was an endurance HOH with those swinging vines.
That was tough. You know what? They were really slamming them hard in the wall.
They were.
That was really tough, though.
But my whole thing is, first of all, haven't people learned yet? You don't make deals on the edge of an HOH competition.
Ollie's stupid.
Because people do not honor them. He was stupid.
Ollie was stone stupid. But wait.
And then I mean, if he had it in him to stay, the problem was he was just trying to grasp at straws, I think, because he didn't have it in him to stay on there.
Evidently not.
But to me, I guess he caught himself trying to make some kind of deal to ensure that he didn't go up.
Right. That's what he wanted to do. But, you know, as you pointed out, nobody makes that kind of stupid deal. But then the thing that got me about Ollie is for him to be strutting around there like, I got the power.
Yes.
I got all the power. I'm HOH, except I don't have the name in the room, but I'm calling the shots. What a stupid guy. Has he never watched Big Brother before?
He might not have.
Shoot. That was so...
To be so cocky about it, that's what got me. And, you know, to actually think that they weren't going to catch wind of it and get irritated.
Exactly.
Well, see, this is what happened, and this is one conversation I want to have, or one topic I want to bring up.
Okay.
Okay, so Dan and Ollie make that deal. And Dan, at that time, was fully intending to go through with all parts of that deal. Even, that's what he said. He was going to give Ollie one nominee. He was going to save one person that Ollie wanted to save. And he was going to give Ollie the choice of who to put up if someone used a veto. He saved Michelle from being nominated and didn't nominate Ollie. Well, after the HOH and people start talking, Memphis and Keisha and Rennie are like, why the hell would you make that kind of deal? That was dumb. And to me, it looks like Dan was like, oh, I really messed up here.
That does not look like to me at all. I think I think he had every intention of screwing Ollie out of the deal. And the only reason he went along with the, yeah, you can nominate one person and I can nominate one person, it's because it was fresh. It was done. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because he went to Memphis and he said, okay, look, I'm going to have to put you up, but it's not like what you think. It's not
right.
like what
no,
you
he
think.
He didn't do that.
But I mean, let's face it. If nothing has shown by this week, if people don't understand by this week, they'll never understand. Dan likes to play games. He likes that stuff.
Now, to me, Ollie was the dumb one to believe it.
First Ollie of all, was real dumb to believe it.
Would never,
even Michelle told him. And you believe him? You trust him?
Thank you.
I mean, because, you know, that don't even sound right.
It didn't sound right. But then we got to see Dan's HOH room, and they got to see his pictures.
Yeah.
Which they now, I think, was more concrete in their mind that maybe he was telling the truth and he is a coach. Because mm-hmm. they've been thinking for the longest time that he's not.
But the girl in the picture that he says is Monica, she's real cute.
She is cute.
She looks a lot like Angie, though. Yeah, she looked a little like Angie
to me. The
only
thing, she had dark hair. That's the only thing that made her look like Angie. You know,
she was a cute girl, though.
But after they get into the veto competition with the puzzle, which was a pretty good veto competition, and, of course, Memphis wins, which Dan and Keisha and Rennie all wanted him to win so they could get him off. Knowing that Dan was going to backdoor Michelle at that point.
Because, mm-hmm. see, Dan had already worked that out.
He worked that out.
Because Dan had already told his whole alliance, okay, look, we have got to win the power of veto. Whichever one of us wins the veto, we taking Memphis off because we're going to backdoor Michelle. He had that way back at the beginning of the week. Now Michelle knows he had it at the beginning of the week.
Now what CBS doesn't show...
Oh, yeah. Let's get into that.
...is... After that veto competition and Memphis taking himself off and Dan doing his little games. Now, okay, going on to that little game. Now, that's what irritated me about Dan. That's not the only thing. But that's one of the things.
Well, first of all.
He is trying to cover his butt. And the thing that's irritating me so bad about Dan, I liked him at first and now I'm like not liking him just for the fact, well, not just, but one of the reasons is he's a tad cocky too. And everyone is stupid to believe him when he is trying to basically deflect all attention from himself. So he's going to tell people, go around and tell who you want to have nominated.
Well, first of all, let's back up. First of all, even though he warned Memphis that he was going to nominate him and he told him about the deal, and Memphis said, well, you know, you're the HOH dummy, you know.
Yeah.
And they was all talking about it. But even after that nomination ceremony, Memphis was mad.
Yes.
And even though Memphis is in an alliance with Dan, I bet you Memphis will throw Dan over in a minute because he's remembering this. Because he said, I don't care who does what. I would never put a person who's in my alliance up on the block, even if you are the pawn.
But you know what? They're down to the point where there's only five left. Who are you going to take that you think you can win with? I'm hoping that they all don't think they can win with Dan.
I think Dan's going to go by the wayside unless he wins. Unless he wins like another HOH or the power veto or something. Because the person who wins the power veto, you know, they're safe too.
Right.
So, you know, but Memphis was really, you know, kind of ticked. And then once Dan calmed him down, then Dan was fine with it. Memphis was fine with it. And Keisha, but see, once again, now, this is what Manchel did wrong. Once again, Manchel did exactly what Angie did, which caused more attention to yourself. She immediately glommed on to Ollie as soon as April left, immediately.
Yeah.
And she followed him around like a puppy, like she did with Jesse.
Yes.
What is up with this woman?
I don't know.
She must be hard up. But wait a minute. Let me talk about some stuff for just a minute about Manchel. And that is, see, you know, they don't show all the stuff that we get to see, like on the After Darks and all that kind of stuff. This girl is a stone crazy broad. She is the stalker type crazy. You know what I mean? She really is. She has had some conversations with Jerry that are just... You know, to me, they are more revealing about her personality than...
Okay, what was it?
Okay, well, first of all, she is low class. I mean, she is really low class. Notwithstanding her vocabulary, but she is always complaining to Jerry in several conversations that they were too poor for her to go to college. She doesn't know anybody that's in college, and she really would like to go. Jerry was having a conversation with her saying, you know what? I've never been around so many 30-year-old women. He said every single woman in this house with the exception of Rennie, because she's older, every single one of y'all 30-something-year-old women, y'all 30 years old, y'all don't have no man, you're out there by yourself. He says, what's wrong with y'all? He says, well, not counting Libra, because she's the only one that got a, this is what he said, she's the only one that got a husband and children and a home, you know, normal. That's what he said. And Manchel looked at him as she was pouring her wine, and she said, well, yeah. She said it once again. Yeah, I thought by now, because I'm 29, that I would have what Libra has. That's what she's saying to Jerry.
Yeah.
And then she counts off all the different little things, you know. And I'm thinking, girl, go pour yourself another drink. And I mean, she was practically crying. And I thought, yeah, see, I knew that's what the problem was.
Well, yeah, well.
You know, but this girl, she was talking about her boyfriends and her ex-fiance must have cheated on her or something like that. And she talks about her boyfriends, it seems to me, like a pal. You know what I mean? And I'm sitting there watching her. She's sitting on this chair like a guy sits. And just her behavior and everything, I'm thinking, well, yeah, it's probably thought of you like a pal too.
Oh, goodness.
You know, like one of the guys.
Well, I will say, all of the women in this house have issues. And it started out decently where they looked like they were going to be able to get along. And then it all fell to the wayside.
It fell to the wayside.
They all started pairing off. Angie paired off with Brian and then Memphis, or Stephen in Memphis.
Mm-hmm. Well, Angie was newly divorced, so you could see that.
Michelle paired off with, what's his name? Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Keisha was jealous of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And April paired up with Ollie.
But Michelle had a love triangle or a jealousy triangle between Brian, Angie, and Michelle. Because I listened to a...
Are you talking about Keisha? You said no. Michelle twice.
Michelle. I was listening to an interview that Angie did.
Mm-hmm.
And Angie was... And they were all discussing about the fact of how Michelle was angry with Angie because Angie always wanted to be around Brian. And Michelle wanted Angie to be around her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's what the conversation was. I'm just telling you what the conversation was. So, you know, anyway.
Well, they all had issues. They all had jealousies and issues.
Yeah, these are some jealous people in the house this year.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are. And I mean, all of them, though. I mean, well, even Rennie.
Like Jerry said, if they're all 30-something.
Yeah, but even Rennie, I mean, Rennie's jealous of Keisha's friendship or closeness with Memphis. I mean, you can tell. And I think that's why she don't like Memphis. Memphis never done nothing to her.
I think she doesn't like Memphis because she thinks that he'll sweet talk Keisha.
That's what I'm saying, but it's about Keisha.
Right. Into changing how Keisha is going to work the game and taking Rennie to the end. I think that's what Rennie's thinking about. I don't know. Could be. And also it could be because her and Keisha, back when Libra was still in the house and they were kind of against Memphis at that time.
That's true.
Her and Keisha were close and talked all the time and did stuff together. Mm-hmm. Well, now Keisha's spreading herself around to Memphis.
That's true. And Dan.
And Dan. Rennie, but it's still not the same.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I'm sure she's feeling kind of left out on that too, especially the week she was HOH.
Yeah, that is true. That is a good point.
But, you know, yeah, you're right. All of them are.
Mm-hmm. And they just talk about each other like a dog.
They do.
They talk about each other like dogs. It is just awful. And they just call each other nasty names and stuff. And Jerry to be 75 years old.
Oh, please.
He is foul. He is like a dirty old man.
Yep.
He's always saying stuff about them girls' anatomy or making some reference. Or he's always referring to Keisha as the B word.
Well, you know? Saw the episode where they showed Jerry getting the phone call from home.
Yes.
So, you know,
America supposedly voted for Jerry to get the phone call from home. I voted for Rennie myself, so.
You don't think America voted for Jerry?
I'm not sure whenever CBS says America chose what blah blah blah. I'm not sure that's true.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, but I voted for Rennie myself. But I mean, I'm not sorry that Jerry
got the phone call. I was thinking it would either be Jerry. He is or old. Rennie, because they're the ones that have actual families, marriages,
married,
and kids. Exactly. The rest of them, I was thinking, now if any of the rest of them get it, I'm gonna think that's bogus. Because
and it was cute though to see Jerry's little grandson call him Grandpa Paul.
That was cute.
He was the cutest little boy. Was cute. He was really cute. So, and I think if indeed America voted, it was because, you know. He does mention often that his wife has Parkinson's, and so, you know, he did want to check on her, and even though it was his choice, like it was Libra's choice to leave her little babies and stuff, you know, you still worry about your family and everything, so, right. I didn't have a problem with that, but now what CBS don't show you...
Well, yeah, right, yeah, go into that.
Yeah, let's go into that. What they don't show you is that, not Libra, Michelle Manchel had been campaigning all week long. Every time she would be up in front of the camera, "Oh, America, please vote for me. I want to talk to my mommy and daddy so bad, you know.
Please."
And she was not happy for Jerry. She really, really thought that America liked her so much that she was going to get that phone call. Because America loves me. No, they don't.
It's always the people who are... the most people that America hates the most that think that America's going to love.
I know. Why is that?
I don't know.
Wait till she gets out and this is all over and she reads all the stuff. Ooh wee. But anyway, so that was nice. Rennie was a little upset because Rennie thought that she would win it. I mean, she was happy for Jerry, but she really thought that she would win it. So she was a little sad, only from that standpoint. You know, but
we get through the veto, and Dan has to nominate someone else, and he has everyone go around and say who they would nominate. He, on purpose, I know, had Ollie and Michelle go first, so that then,
of course,
Keisha and Rennie could say, "Well, because they said my name, I'll say their name."
Well, because Dan orchestrated that for the show a bit, but I mean, to his credit, he told every single person individually, "I need you to say so-and-so's name."
Right.
You know, "This is for the show. This is for TV." So he told them all the same thing.
Now, Rennie was the only one that looked like that was balking at that.
She's the only one of them that said, "No, I don't want to do that. Why?"
Now, I'm waiting to find... Now, this is what I want to happen. I'm waiting for someone to say, "No, Dan is playing this stuff to make himself look good and make us all look dumb." When is someone going to realize that, who's still in the house?
Well, but they're probably thinking now, they know that Michelle is really PO'd. They know Ollie is really angry. So when they get to that sequester house, I'm sure they're banking on them telling them all the stuff.
Is that people might want to keep Dan now.
Exactly.
Because they think that they can beat him.
Exactly.
But what I'm thinking is it's going to go the reverse. You know how Survivor does.
It always goes
through. Yeah. They're going to say, "Well, who had the best gameplay? Who outwitted and outlasted? Blah, blah, blah." This is the same basic principle as Big Brother. Who played the game the most? Well, they're going to say Dan. He's going to say he did.
But that's why they need to get rid of Jerry next, because he's just going on.
Right.
And if they don't get rid of Jerry, he's going to end up in the final two.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that anyone will pick Jerry
They might.
You think so?
Well, I don't know. They might. It depends on who he's up against.
Yeah.
It could be one of those Ryan syndrome things again. Well, I don't want them to have it, so I'm going to give it to the other one.
Yeah.
And the other one's Jerry, so they better get rid of him. Because why take a chance on getting any kind of sympathy vote?
Well, I'm thinking if they're smart, they'll get rid of Dan.
Oh, well, let's talk about the fight.
Well, yes.
Let's talk about the fight.
I was trying to get to
it. Okay.
So after that nomination, which, of course, CBS is not going to show.
They don't show half.
Ollie goes off.
Oh, no, I don't mean that fight. You're going way too fast.
Why? What fight?
Didn't you see the fight between Jerry and Keisha?
No.
Oh, man. She came out into the backyard, and Jerry was sitting on the couch with Ollie and Michelle. And she started talking about somebody said something. And Jerry said, well, I have never lied in this game. And Keisha went off. She said, oh, come on, give me a break. And she called him the biggest liar there is. And you know how Jerry does when he gets defensive, he starts at yelling.
Yeah.
You know, and she says, don't you yell at me. And she's trying to tell him this this instance with Dan that she lied. And he said, you're not listening to me. And that offended her. Because, you know, Jerry does that.
Yeah, he does.
He talks down to them, to the women anyway. He talks down to them and says, see, you keep talking. You're not listening to me. Oh, she went off. She said, you know what? I can't even be around you right now. And Keisha trashed him for 2 days.
She's good at that.
But he trashed her for 2 days.
He's good at that, too.
He was calm.
Actually, everybody in the house is good at that.
Except Dan. He doesn't do that.
Well,
no, he does not do that. And I've seen enough of the After Darks. He allows everybody. See, there's something up with that. He allows everybody else to talk.
Right.
And then he'll ask them questions about it. But he does not trash other people. He does not do that.
So after, can we get to the details?
Okay, yeah.
Because all that was secondary.
Okay.
So after the nominations and they backdoor Michelle, Ollie... And Michelle kind of goes off in a minor way, her normal throwing stuff around.
Oh, she was yelling and calling all MFers.
Yeah, she does that too, but it wasn't as bad as him. Ollie is hot. So he goes around cussing, throwing stuff, tearing up stuff. Whoever it is on the intercom says, Ollie, go to the diary room.
Yeah, production.
Production. He's like, F that, I'm not going.
No, he didn't say F that, he said F you. No, first of all, no, it isn't, because, you know, yeah, the production people work for CBS and stuff, but they're not a part of the game. If you mad at somebody in the game, that's fine. But that's their job.
He's mad. He was saying that because they think, him and Michelle, that Dan is a plant.
Yeah, well, he was going off on everybody, and I did not appreciate one bit what he was saying to Memphis. And I know the CBS didn't
put
that on there.
They're not going to put that on
there. But he was calling Memphis the F word.
Yep. Well, he was saying, suck my you know what. You.
Yeah, he was saying, suck my you know what. And he was calling Memphis.
You don't even say it.
Yeah, but anyway.
The F word.
The F word that anyway.
Yes, people know.
Anyway, and I did not like that. But see, this is.
But he was, why is this shocking?
This is
we
my
already
complaint.
Know he did that to Libra.
Right. This is my complaint about Ollie and this show, CBS production. He was breaking up stuff in the house and outside the house. He should have been immediately removed from the premises because that's the rules. They did that in Big Brother 3.
They're not going to, no, unless he had hurt someone or threw it at someone. Yes. But he didn't do that.
According to them and the rule book, it say you can't be breaking up their stuff.
That's true, but you know what? That was drama.
He should have at least got a penalty or something. But I mean, it all worked out good because he's gone, so that's a good thing. But I'm just saying.
But like I said, they weren't going to show. They showed a snippet of him throwing something on the broadcast episode today.
Mm-hmm. And then what words did they put up there that he was calling Memphis, you red cabbage patch?
No, he said, you redheaded cabbage patch kid.
Yeah, that is not what he said. And that's the word CBS put along the screen. I was cracking up.
Would he get that he looks like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Who thought to put those
Although,
words up there?
I was
there.
Thinking that Memphis looks like he's done gained some weight.
Memphis
I was
has
saying
gained
that
weight.
The other day. I was like, yeah. Memphis looks bigger than what he came into the house.
Memphis has
Haven't
gained
they been
some
on
weight.
Slop?
No.
He's been on slop at least 1 or 2 weeks.
That's true, but no. They've been all eating food
this
week.
He's been eating.
But they've been eating food this week.
He has really been eating.
You know what, though? When I watch the After Darks, I'm telling you, and at first, I resisted watching it because, you know, it was boring, though. For that whole week after Libra left, it was real boring. And then once the week that April was on the block, it got a little more interesting because she was trying to campaign, you know, and this. Mm-hmm. But this week with Dan, hey, with Dan as HOH, the After Darks have been great. But anyway, but those people munch.
All day long. They say it's the stress.
They munch. They eat.
Which I can attest that when you're bored and there's nothing else to do, that's what you kind of do.
See, I don't.
Wow.
When I'm bored, I go to bed. I love sleep.
Eat and sleep.
I love sleep, so I go take a nap.
Yeah.
Or if I'm real, real hungry and it's late at night, I go to bed. That way I don't eat, you know, because, or if I get real stressed, like real angry and stuff, then I don't eat because I'm too mad to eat. So.
My only thing right now is I am irritated by Dan.
Why?
I don't think I can even explain it, but he is on my nerve.
Why?
All his maneuvering.
You don't like his antics?
No, I don't.
Oh, I love it.
I don't.
I'm all for
making it interesting. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm all for that. I don't like all the coming back to the diary room saying, hey, this is what you got to do. I'm trying to boost up the game and make it interesting.
That's what I love. That's what I love. Because, see, the whole point of the diary room sessions are you talk honestly. And when you get out back in the house, you got to be fake.
Yeah.
But I love Dan's diary room sessions this week because he was saying, hey, I mean, how stupid can you be? If he thinks I'm going to live up to that deal, he's really kind of crazy. No, that was stupid.
I'm trying to wait for when it gets real. I'm waiting for when they turn on each other. That's what I want to see.
Well, they will.
I'm waiting for that. Because right now, to me, it's boring. It was boring even when Libra and them were in the house and aligned. It was boring then, too, because they were always targeting the same group of people.
But everything was brand new then, so you didn't expect a whole lot of activity. But one thing I can say, and that is up until the week that Libra left, it was boring in the sense that I think that was the only time that everybody voted en masse all the same way. So that was boring.
Everybody. Yeah. I know.
And it wasn't until Jesse was evicted that the voting started splitting up.
Switching up. Which
is great. Yep. You know.
Yep. I mean, then it went back to everybody voting with each other.
A little bit. Yeah.
It did.
It did. So, you know, but I couldn't be happier today. Man. I can't wait for the after dark.
Now, what do you think? What are your thoughts about what they say about Dan being a plant?
That's so silly.
All the rumors that are going around.
First of all, we know that Michelle has been hit in the head one too many times. So she's not thinking clearly. She punchy. Because, see, Libra was supposed to be America's player, too. Libra and Dan were supposed to be the plants.
Right.
Good and evil. Opposite. Now, she comes up with the craziest crap. And then she runs around to the house. This girl is so delusional that she says this stuff so many times that she begins to believe it. Mm-hmm. And then she talks about it like it's gospel. Up until just 2 days ago, y'all, she is still talking about that banner. There was no banner. I was listening to Angie's interview, and Angie said, too, you know what? There was no banner. A plane came across. There was a banner. She said it was too high up in the sky for anybody to see it.
Right.
She said, but if anybody saw it, Memphis was in a position to actually, you know, notice if it had pictures on it or words or whatever, but it was too far away for anybody to read.
Right.
She said, we all decided when we went in the house, because they made us go in the house, hey, wouldn't it be funny if we said so-and-so? And she said, but now, and she's watching the program along with us. And she says, now, you know, Michelle's, like, she must believe it.
She does, because she'll defend that stuff to the nth degree.
That's one crazy chick. She's delusional, boy.
I'm like, why is she even bringing it up?
I know, because she's crazy. I'm telling you, she's that stalker crazy. Oh, Jesse better watch out, though. At that finale, he better bring his girlfriend with him or something, because she's going to start stalking him.
Now, I'm thinking that when do you think they're going to do another HOH?
She said Sunday.
Oh, is that what she said?
She said, yeah, Julie Chen said that tune in Sunday, we'll have a new HOH and nominations. That's what she said.
So they'll probably do it this tomorrow or Saturday.
Yeah, probably.
I'm wondering.
Mm-hmm. This was just the sweetest thing. I'm just so happy that Michelle got backdoored It serves her right. That is the perfect fate for her, in my opinion.
And Julie Chen, well, I'm here to tell you that Dan is not a plant. And you were evicted with normal play.
I know. Did you see Michelle's face?
She was like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you even brought it up when it was the HOH competition with Ollie and Dan, that it was funny how Dan had a coat and Ollie didn't.
Well, not only that. No, what I said was, there's something fishy going on. Out of all those house guests playing that Georgia the Jungle game, Dan was the only person that had a coat on, and it was a jacket, like a rain type jacket with the hood. Now, Ollie had gloves on, though. Dan had socks on his hands. Those weren't gloves.
Right.
Those were socks. But Ollie did have gloves on. But this is what I thought was fishy. As you see, even today, every single daggum day, Ollie got a hat on his head. But the HOH competition, he didn't have no hat on his head. Now, see, something's fishy with that. What's up with that?
I don't know.
See? But yet and still, oh, CBS doesn't manipulate the thing. Yeah, they
do. Yes, they
do. Yeah, they do.
We all know this.
Yeah, they do.
From about four or five seasons ago.
And you know what? That HOH competition today, when I was online answering those stupid questions.
You actually answered
it? I went online and answered those stupid questions. And let me tell you, there was at least 20, 30 of them suckers. They were real dumb. And then, you know, when Julie announced what the HOH was going to be, I thought, that's what I thought. But once again, you don't know if that's what the answer was or not.
Well, they had to get answers that were answered with the people left.
That's true.
So that's probably why they weeded it down.
Right. That's true.
I knew as soon as Jerry answered that question and they went to a tiebreaker that he would lose.
Yep.
I knew it.
Yep.
I was like, yep.
I'm glad Keisha won HOH, and I'm glad she nominated Jerry and Ollie, because then I knew all of them was going to vote for Ollie. And he would be joining April in the sequester house, which is fine with me.
And Michelle and Libra.
And Libra.
So they, as soon as they get the veto done, or excuse me, the HOH done, they have to go right into the veto competition, or the nominations and then the veto competition. So, of course.
That veto was good, but you know what? The thought occurred to me, I bet you they didn't even put a power veto in Ollie's head to make sure his butt go home, you know? Because, I mean, Dan found the second one, and he was still digging.
He ain't found nothing.
You notice Jerry didn't find nothing either. I bet you they didn't even put any in there.
Yeah, ain't that interesting?
In there. See? That's what I thought, which is fine with me, CBS. Hey, I don't care, because I just wanted Ollie gone.
That's hilarious.
But that was a cute power veto, though.
Because Dan sure found his stuff quick, didn't he?
Dan was hopping.
He was all hopping except for Jerry. And I think Jerry did find one at the end.
I think
Rennie was trying to get to it. But
Rennie had just found her second one when Dan, you know, rang his little bell. So Rennie did good.
Oh, that's funny. I bet you he didn't. I would have went back there and dug in there.
I bet you they didn't even put those
symbols. Or it was down, slivered down at the very bottom of it.
It wouldn't surprise me that they didn't even put any in there. To make sure he did not win the power of veto. Because that's probably
And he knew as soon as he didn't win that he was gone.
He was gone.
Because they didn't want to take the chance of him.
Absolutely.
Doing
well,
nothing.
He already acted a fool.
Yep.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute. And let's talk about that fool for just a moment.
Which one?
Ollie.
Okay.
He had the audacity to go up into the HOH room after his little temper tantrum and complain to Dan, okay, man, why didn't you live up to your agreement? Why did you make a fool of me in front of... Wait a minute. Let me tell her. Why did you make a fool of me in front of all these people in America on national TV? You took my manhood from me, man.
What the hell
you
does took that my mean? Man.
What the crap is he talking about?
He's stupid.
I think April already did that for you with all that daggum stuff y'all was doing.
He don't consider that. But why would he say you took my manhood from me? That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Isn't that stupid?
That make no sense.
And you're mocking me, man. You're mocking me.
Well, he did. He did mock him.
He made a fool of him.
He did.
Because he was a fool.
He was. He was.
Crazy. Crazy fool.
He was stupid to believe him. And Jerry said, well, you know, I don't trust him. I don't trust none of them. Because he backed up on an agreement he had earlier with us. Anyway.
I'm telling you, Ollie's mistake was this. When he recognized that they were trying to get April out, what did he do? He had numerous conversations with April talking about, I can't stand none of these people. I can't be phony like them. I don't like somebody. I'm not going to go around them because I'm going to say something. So, well, what are you doing in the game then if you can't game play? And so what he did is as soon as she left, he isolated himself. Every now and then, he would interact with them. But
their mistake was getting rid of the people that were in their original alliance. That's what their mistake was. You know what I mean?
Yep.
First.
Yep.
They got rid of all them first. Those people would still be here today.
Yep.
But they all started doing all that infighting. The only person or two that are still there is Rennie and Keisha.
That's right.
Because Keisha knows how to dislike someone behind their back and then in their face act like they're best friends.
Yep.
That's what she has done well.
Because even though Michelle was trashing Keisha, and Keisha knew it because some of the things she heard. She'd be going to the sauna room or you know, to the water closet, which is the bathroom or something, and she could hear them. But Keisha, she wouldn't talk to Michelle a whole lot, but she did talk to Michelle. And Michelle would come out there, and if she'd say something, Keisha would respond. Ollie wouldn't.
And
he'd walk around and never say a word to him because he was mad, you know, but still.
Now, to me, Keisha has played one of the best games at that so far this season.
Yep.
And so far, Rennie has played the best game as far as the goodbye messages.
Yes.
Because she's thinking ahead, okay, these people are going to be in jury. Now, even though I kicked them out, I'm going to be like, I'm sorry. You know, how she
exactly.
does.
Exactly.
She can't stand April, but she's talking about April, I'm sorry. But, you know, how to do what we had to do.
And she talked more trash about Libra, but she left her a really,
really
good
message.
Yes, she did.
She's doing that to everybody.
That's right. That's what they didn't show
today.
What
well, they couldn't. They,
I know.
They
didn't
had
have
to
time. But yeah, they didn't show their goodbye messages.
And they, you know, so she's thinking ahead to that jury house. That's what she's doing.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Dan, he's thinking in terms of how he could mess with the game while he's in there. Thinking that when he gets to the end, he could say, hey, I made all these moves. I did all this shenanigans. Mm-hmm. Y'all left me in until the end. So I'm the ultimate player. And that's what he's trying to pull right
now. Well, I know when they get to the jury house, they're going to compare notes. Because already, after Michelle was put up on the block, she was out in the backyard with Jerry and Ollie. And they was, you know, talking strategy, talking game and stuff. And Jerry was bringing up, and they was talking about, you know, from week two, week three and stuff. And Ollie is the person that said, man, we got to get Keisha out. Don't let me win HOH next week. We got to get Keisha out because she did the whole thing. He said, Libra told me, and I didn't want to believe her at the time. Jerry said, I tried to tell y'all way back when. Libra, yeah, I wanted Libra out too, just like everybody else, for other reasons. He said, but not that Jesse stuff. Said Keisha was the one.
Yep.
And then Jerry told him this. He said, Keisha was the one who went to Dan, got Dan's vote. She already got Rennie's vote. Then when they went to Libra, they said, Keisha said to Libra, and Jerry said, because I was in the room, Keisha said to Libra, okay, we're going to change this up. We're going to vote Jesse out. I got Rennie and Dan's vote. You going to vote with us? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And so
exactly.
Libra said, yeah. And so Ollie was saying, yeah, see, Libra told me that. And, you know, I wasn't believing her at the time. But, yeah, I mean, she was honest about that part. Michelle said, you should have seen the look on her face.
Michelle.
She sat there. She said, well, Libra had to go for other reasons, too. Because, see, she just wasn't going to admit to herself that she was targeted. I mean, you can target Libra for whatever reason, but she claimed she was targeting for the Jesse's thing, see?
But she, right, but now that she knows it exactly. wasn't her.
And
well, she really was targeting her because of the Hawaiian trip. We right. all know this.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
She was just saying it was for Jesse. She knew, mm-hmm. but she was just irrational. She mm-hmm. couldn't think about any of that.
And her little stupid irrational mind got her in the sequester house.
Right. And I want someone to ask Keisha on all the evictions that she tried to do. What was her real reasoning? And she's not going to say it.
No, she's not going
to
say it.
But I want them to call her on, you was jealous of Angie. That's yep. why you wanted Angie out. There was no reason to get Angie out.
None.
You were jealous of April.
Yep.
That's why you wanted to get April out.
Yeah.
Because April was getting all the attention and was hooking up. Not that she wanted to hook up with Ollie, but she was still getting a hookup.
Exactly.
And more attention just because they like the showmances on the show.
Exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Same reason.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. It was nothing to do with the game mm-hmm. at that point.
And I'm sure Keisha was going to target Michelle anyway because Keisha wants to be the last girl standing. Because yep. she automatically figures she can beat Rennie.
She ain't taking Rennie.
No, she ain't taking Rennie.
Rennie should know this already.
I think Rennie knows it now. But see, Rennie might switch it up. Say, I love you, Keisha, but hey, you got to go.
I don't know. You never know.
I like Rennie, though.
I don't think Rennie will do that.
But Rennie sure has some funny facial expressions, doesn't she?
Rennie's crazy.
Oh, man.
She does have some funny facial
expressions. I know she's on medication, though. But she's a nice woman, though. And she talks about her family in such nice tones and terms. So I like Rennie. Now, I wouldn't mind seeing her win the whole thing. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that at all.
What do you have to say about, you know, now here we are. Big Brother, we're down to the last five. Mm-hmm. Nobody of color left.
Well, we knew that.
We knew that.
I mean, you know, we knew that. I mean, that was going to be a given. As soon as all the folk in the house started targeting certain ones, yeah, we knew that. That's the way it usually ends.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the only person of color that made it far was Danielle.
Right, season, I think, 4.
Right, and that's because she was about 35 years old. She was a mom. She had children, remember?
I remember her.
Children, and she aligned herself with the little church boy.
June, she won in her season. She was Korean.
Right, no, Danielle was second. To the little church boy that won.
I'm saying June was also a person of color.
Oh, well, yeah.
Who won.
Yeah, yeah. Now, June did win.
Yeah.
But June won by skating by, though. She skated. She skated a lot. Which, I mean, I'm not mad at her, though, but yeah. But I think June won because who was she up against because they didn't want to give it to the other one?
I can't remember.
That's the only reason why Adam won. Because they did not want to give that money to Ryan.
I wouldn't have given it to him either.
And I did read something online, speaking of Big Brother 8, excuse me, 9, that Ryan and Jenner broke up.
Oh! Kel surprise!
Isn't that a kick?
Didn't we call that, like, what, episode 2 or 3 of our last season of Big Brother, just to speak?
Oh, but anyway.
They did not match.
I know.
They did not mm-hmm. match. And I have a feeling, we called that, actually, I do remember, we called that episode, I think, 3, because that's when Jen was BSing, talking about Ryan's a racist. Well,
yeah.
We don't know if that's BS or not. He could be.
Yeah,
but the point of it was you're his girlfriend, supposedly love him, you don't be telling it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, wait till he gets out of the house and sees what all she said.
Mm-hmm.
Because she kind of embellished it after she was explaining
right.
to him. Oh, right, I didn't say all that. I just said you're a little bit, that you didn't like me dating black boys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, that ain't what she said.
Well, I'm telling you, I have heard some radio interviews with Steven and with Angie, and it is really, and Jesse, and it is really interesting to hear all three of these individuals say, now that they are actually watching the show, and they all say, man, we can really see how we were targeting the wrong person. We were targeting the wrong people.
And where did you hear their interviews at?
Oh, I heard the interviews on a podcast that I listen to. It's a really good podcast called the Big Brother Club Podcast, and it's Club with a K.
Okay.
And you can get it on iTunes, but they have a person named Clubby that they call Clubby, and I forget who the other one is, but one's a man and then one's a woman with the British accent. They're really good.
I like her. I've heard that one. I like her because she be cussing.
Now this is an explicit one, you know, if you don't like that rough language, you know, but
I love it.
They have phone interviews with them, and it is so interesting to hear their opinion of things while they was in the house, and now that they're out of the house and they're watching it, they're just like really surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Really surprised at the people that they probably should have been paying more attention to than the loud one, which is Libra.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. simply because she's loud. See, that's right. Easy, you know, mm-hmm. but it's very interesting. So, you know, if y'all want to hear another good podcast plus those interviews, and they must have some kind of hook up with CBS or something, you know, to get these people, because Clubby got an invitation to the very first live eviction.
Oh.
And so he's got a podcast talking about that too, you know, so that would have been when Brian was evicted.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was interesting, but yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not surprised that the people of color didn't make it.
No.
And the only reason Ollie even made it that far is because he was aligned with April. That's the only reason. Otherwise, they would have got rid of him sooner.
I think he's going to be in for a rude awakening, too, when he leaves.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to get some backlash. Talking all that yin-yang that he was talking, and then putting him as a preacher's son. Yep. That's just ridiculous.
And even though he says, well, you know, my father's the preacher, I'm not. But he's the one that said, nobody would have known your daddy was a preacher, but you're the one that said, you know, I'm the son of a preacher. We were raised in Pentecostal church, blah, 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 blah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And he is foul. But his whole attitude is foul. He is a skank. I do not like him, and I am so glad he's gone. But yeah, he's going to get some backlash because he has said some really hateful stuff, and same as a racial slur to people.
Right.
And, you know, that's not going away. And, you know, for anybody who wants to see the actual real tantrum that Ollie did, you can go to www.allbigbrother.com. Click on the link, say videos, and you can see all the videos, including all them
sex
videos. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That for him and April having sex for the camera. But anyway, but it shows his whole little tirade where he's walking and talking and throwing stuff, and he's calling Memphis some bad stuff.
Yeah.
And Memphis follows him in the house and says, "What did you call me? What did you call me?" But I noticed the whole time Ollie's walking away. Yeah, he's selling all them wolf tickets, but he's not confronting Memphis. He's walking away from Memphis.
Yeah.
But he's calling them names while he's walking away. Mm-hmm. And Memphis is following him because, you know, Memphis has no anger issues. Because him and Jerry was talking about it one day. And, no, really. He's been to an anger management class.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, goodness. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, for real. Anyway.
Well, he's doing good then. Right.
Memphis did an excellent job because you could tell he wanted to hit him. He wanted to hit Ollie. Now, see, if I was Memphis, I would have went up in Ollie's face and I said, yeah, we played you. You got played.
And made Ollie
and
hit
made
him.
Ollie hit him or do something, because then he would have been ejected.
No, that would have made it worse for their double eviction. So
that's true.
It worked out.
It worked out good.
It worked out, but
it worked out good.
That's just, this year they have deteriorated. From the beginning, it's been a slow melting
pot. It has.
Melting pot. And everyone has been arguing from the get-go in this season.
Right. But now what you bet on the After Dark today, they give them alcohol. Because, you know, whenever they give them fools alcohol, then they start arguing and fighting and stuff.
But you know what? The one who really does that is Keisha.
Michelle does it too.
Well, she's gone.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. And they have not given anybody any alcohol for the last two
and
days.
And actually, now that Keisha doesn't have anyone to be jealous of anymore, she's probably not going to do that.
She probably won't.
No, because all that's left is Rennie.
Right.
You know, and
I know she doesn't feel any competition, you know, from Rennie. So
who knows? Keisha is strange.
She's.
And you know, Keisha has. They're not going to show this either. But she's talked about. There was one conversation they had in the sauna room with her and Dan in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
It was right after April got her fashion, her designer clothes. And then I guess Keisha used to model.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about how she would fast and not eat before doing one of her shows. And Dan would say, why? She said, well, I needed to fit into the clothes. He's like, yeah, but not to hurt yourself.
Right.
She's like, I didn't hurt myself. I just didn't eat.
Yeah.
Or I would just drink water and not even that. And he was like, what? He was looking at her like she was crazy.
I know.
But when you watch her eat on the show, doesn't she eat weird?
Yes.
She eats little bitty bites. I mean, like, the other day she was eating ice cream, and she takes, I mean, she only fills, like, a quarter of the spoon,
mm-hmm.
but she eats real fast. So she's, like, constantly digging in there, and then she's eating.
But I tell you what's disturbing is when she eats pickles, and then she's got mustard in that bowl, and other weird stuff like that. And one time she was eating saltines, and she was dipping them in mustard. And to me, that said to me, you know what? You've probably done this before to keep your weight down. Mm-hmm.
She talked about it. And Dan was making such a stink about it. She's like, ooh, I'm not going to talk to you anymore about stuff that I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, no, I'm not talking to you because you're just too weird about it. He was like, yeah, but that's just nuts to hurt yourself and do that kind of thing.
But see, she, you know, Michelle was having a conversation with, I think it was Jerry, and of course they were bashing Keisha, but one thing she did have correct, and that is they were talking about the fact that how Keisha is feeling the pressure living out there in L.A. because she's 30 now, and that's why she didn't want to tell anybody her real age, because she's 30 now, and she's got to compete with all these cute blonde women, but they're 21.
Right.
See, or 20 or 19. So, yeah. She's feeling, you know, a little her age.
Well, hopefully she doesn't, you know, do that often.
Well, let's hope not, because that's a dangerous thing.
That's very dangerous.
Yeah, that's a very dangerous thing. So, well, you know, I'm just
happy.
Still smiling. I'm still smiling, so I'm going to go on forums and
keep
up posted.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll do the HOH soon so we can see who it's going to be.
They'll probably do it. Let's see. They'll probably do it tomorrow.
All right. I think that's the end of our show.
Yep.
If you would like to send us any email, go to our website, sistersinterview.com, or you can go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/sistersinterview, to contact us. We also do have a voicemail number. It is 616-712-1674. And we would love to hear your comments about this last crazy week in Big Brother, and who are y'all hating and liking.
I like all of them. All the ones that are left.
You like all of them?
Yep.
Who do you want to win?
Rennie.
You want Rennie? Oh, that's not bad.
Yep.
She's the lesser evil out of all of them.
I just want her to win, though. I like her.
Yeah.
I like Dan, too, though.
It'd be nice to have a woman win. I don't think a woman's won in a while.
Yeah.
That would be nice to see. Okay, so, yes, if you want to contact us, you have our information. We'd love to hear from you. And I think that'll do it, don't you?
I think that's it.
All right, I'm Sister K.
And I'm Sister J.
See you next week.